So I've been asked to speak something about His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj on his appearance day, which, how many years? 62. So this verse seems quite appropriate. Satatam kirtayanto vanyatantascha diravrataha namasyantascha maam bhakta anitya yokta upasate. Always busy in Krishna's service. Always engaged in activities of the Sankirtan movement. Doesn't waste any time. One of the qualities of bhava bhakti that mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami, avyartha kaladvam, doesn't waste any time. Fully dedicated to fulfilling Prabhupada's order. As you know, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj was one of the first, early devotees of Srila Prabhupada. I think he came in 1968, was it? He first came to Prabhupada. He was in the West. He'd gone there for studies and he was working there. At that time, there were very few Indians going to the West, and it was considered a really big opportunity. In general, Prabhupada was quite disappointed with the Indians in the West at that time. He felt they were just too materialistic. They'd given up their culture just to come and look for money. He even gave an analogy that new crows eat more stool than old crows. Yeah? Well, they eat all kinds of horrible things. Maybe the Russian crows are more civilized, but in India, you see, they go to the garbage, throw out, and they eat. You spit out mucus, they'll come and eat it. Any dead animal, they'll rip it. They'll rip the eyes out. So he said the Indians in the West, they're more enthusiastic for material life than the Westerners. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada had great hope that Indians would take up Krishna consciousness and preach all over the world, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted. Bharata bhumite hoila manusha janmaja janma shata kari karo paro upaka. Prabhupada would often quote this from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that those who have taken human birth in India should perfect their lives by Krishna consciousness and preach it all over the world for the benefit of others. That's how he phrased it. But not many Indians were coming at that time, as mostly all Western devotees. I remember, quite a bit later, I joined ISKCON Calcutta in about 1977 or 1978. And there are about 25 devotees in the temple. Two were from India. About 77 or 8. About 1978. So Prabhupada was very happy when Indians came forward to join the movement, especially educated men, because there weren't that many coming. So Gopal Krishna Maharaj, at that time he was not a sannyasi, of course. He was one of the first educated Indians to take Krishna consciousness seriously, and Prabhupada took note of that.
There's nothing else, Pastor Chaleva.
It's okay. So I believe the first time I saw Gopal Krishna Maharaj, and I may have seen him maybe at the Mayapur festival before, but the first time I had any intercourse with him must have been August or September 1977, when I was for a brief period posted at ISKCON Delhi. ISKCON Delhi at that time was not a big temple. It was a small rented house in Lajpat Nagar, one area of Delhi. Lajpat Nagar. So he was the GBC, still is, longest standing GBCs. And his areas haven't changed much because, as I said, he's very dutiful. They've expanded, but he hasn't given up all there is. So I remember there were a lot of... The temple was in a bit of a chaotic condition at the time. So I remember he sat down and very carefully went through all the accounts with the temple president. And I don't really remember... I didn't have hardly any dealings with him for many years after that. Because shortly after that, I became situated in... I went to Jayavataka Maharaja's zone. And I was especially in... I spent years in Bangladesh and places around. I mean, I didn't come to India that much. And not the areas where he was, mostly. Then from 1989, I resituated in India, and I've been in his zone quite a lot since then. I'm in and out of Bombay and Gujarat. Yeah, so like I say, he's very dutiful, very dedicated, very steady. Very steady in sadhana. It used to be that before he had his heart problems, he would often come in from a late night preaching program, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and anyway he'd still get up for Mangal Arati. And practically every night he'd be out at some preaching program. If he's not out at a preaching program, he'd be giving class in the temple. So last time I saw him in Bombay, I just saw him at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "Well, nowadays, if I come in after 11:30, then I take some extra rest." So he's always pushing himself hard to spread the Sankirtan movement. Works very hard, isn't it? He's always very busy traveling from place to place. At each place, he's fully engaged. But at the same time, you never see him becoming angry or flustered, although he's taking so much burden, so much responsibility in Prabhupada's movement. Burden and responsibility. And not only does he work to push himself hard, but he pushes others hard also. He's always encouraging others, distribute books, make more festivals. Wherever he goes, he always suggests how there should be more preaching here, you should increase. Especially he's very concerned with book production and distribution, because that was one of Srila Prabhupada's special orders to him. In the beginning, it was difficult to organize the book production in India. Prabhupada wanted a thriving BBT in India. At that time, it was just beginning and it wasn't so organized. Now, of course, it's been a massive operation for many years. So, at one point, Prabhupada said to Gopal Krishnaraj, "Don't come and see me without bringing a new book each time. Whenever you come to see me, bring a new book." That means he wanted to see new book. Means he wanted to see new books printed in Hindi, Gujarati, all these languages. At that time, they were being translated. So Gopal Krishnaraj has understood this, taken very seriously this order of Srila Prabhupada, is always encouraging the book distribution. And I think we'll find that many of the leading and steady distributors of Srila Prabhupada's books in the CIS and Russia are disciples of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, is it not? Because he emphasizes this. One devotee who's been very close to me for many years, he's a disciple of His Holiness Sridayananda Maharaj. He's married to a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So he's had the fortune of hosting him in his home in America several times. So he told me some of the things. One thing that stuck in my mind was that Maharaj, not surprisingly, seeing as he pushes himself so hard was having various health problems. Gopakrishna. Because he pushes himself so hard was having various health problems.
So
this devotee, he gave some suggestion. There was someone was doing some treatment by massage or something like that, some lady doctor. And Gopakrishna immediately responded, "I'd rather die than be touched by a woman." Very strict sannyas. Of course, he has so many women disciples who love him dearly, but he follows the rules of sannyas very strict. About, what, I think about 2 months ago, he invited me to take prasad with him. So everything was boiled sabji with no salt and no spices. Boiled dal with no salt and no spices. So I asked him, "Maharaj, are you on a special diet?" He said, "Well, for the last many years it's been like this." So he's definitely not dedicated to enjoying the tongue, that's for sure. There are all kinds of different devotees in our movement. Another sannyasi who's, of course, very well known to Gopal Krishna Maharaj, they both served in Bombay for so many years, with Sridhar Maharaj. So on his Vyasa Puja day, his disciples cook lots of French fries and pizzas. I hope you cook lots of boiled sabji with no salt today. Chapatis with no ghee. It's a Kaddishi. Actually, you should take the feast on the next, celebrate on the next day. That's the usual system. Just like on Vaman Dwadishi, you don't celebrate on the Ekadashi. You celebrate the next day. Although he appeared on the Ekadashi. So, you're all going to please Gopal Krishna Maharaj. You want to please him? So what are you going to do? Apart from offering him boiled sabji and dal with no salt. You could offer him chana chur if you like. He likes that very much.
What is this?
Damayanti, you know? Indian people, they know this. I don't know how to... Well, I can tell you. Well, you make a batter with chickpea flour and water and put some spices, and then you have to put it, you have to put it through a thing which makes some shape, and you drop it in hot ghee and it's kind of crispy, and I don't know, if you don't know what it is, it's difficult to describe. Maybe the Indian Matajis can cook it and show it to the Russian Matajis so you can offer it when Maharaj comes. I think that's his one weakness. But another way you can please him is, any suggestions? Ambarish? I gave it away. I gave it away. By saying the name of Ambarish, I told what it is. How is Ambarish pleasing Gopal Krishna Maharaj? By distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in large quantities for many years. So, not everyone is going to distribute in large quantities for many years. Among Krishna's devotees, not everyone is Arjuna or Bhima. But if you can... if you can polish the bridle on Arjuna's horses, then you can also please Krishna. So try to do something. Try to distribute some books. And then when you see Maharaj, you can tell that I distributed so many books for your pleasure and the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, and please give your blessing. If you can be steadily fixed in Srila Prabhupada's service, following the example of your Guru Maharaj, that will be the success of your life. We should all follow in the footsteps of the great devotees. Try and spread Krishna consciousness. It's a pushing movement. Srila Prabhupada said this is a pushing movement. He said, my Guru Maharaj is pushing me and I'm pushing you. And now Prabhupada's disciples are pushing their disciples. This is parampara. Pushing means pushing back to Godhead. We're maybe a little reluctant to go. But if we know what our best interest is, we should associate with devotees.
Tato du sangam utsricha satsu sajjeta buddhiman shanta evasi chindanti manovya sangam uktivihi.
Understanding the nature of this material world, we should give up bad association. If we're actually intelligent, we should associate with devotees. Even though we know that devotees, by their words, they slash the material attachments within our heart. But nevertheless, if we think we should avoid the association of devotees, then that is not intelligent. To try to associate with devotees, hear from them. In the Vyasa Puja festival, the feasting is the culmination. But we should feast on hearing the words of the devotees. Just like at Govardhan Puja festival, there's so much prasad is distributed. There are heaps of prasadam. It's famous for prasadam. But as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there should also be heaps of harikatha, that is prasadam, that is mercy. So let us take the words of the great devotees very seriously. Gopal Krishna Maharaj is a bona fide representative of the Vaishnava parampara, because he doesn't speak anything different from what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, that is my qualification. I did not change anything. Whatever I'm speaking is what I received from my Guru Maharaj. It actually requires a steadily controlled mind to do that. We may think it's very easy to do that, but it requires a steadily controlled mind to simply repeat what we have heard from our Guru Maharaj. Because if the mind is not controlled, if it is meditating on sense gratification, then we will take the message of the parampara and try to make something else out of it. We'll try to convert it into something else. Only a pure and submissive heart can receive the message of the parampara and repeat it without changing. Only one who has firm faith in the message of the parampara can repeat it. Those who are anya abhilashi, they have other desires, they cannot properly receive the message of the parampara. It will appear revolting to them. The message of the parampara will appear revolting to them. It is a threat to their sense gratification. One has to be humble enough to accept that I am the servant of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. I am not the master. I am not the center of the universe. To preach this message one has to be extremely patient, both bold and patient, because it is not a popular message. To preach exactly what the conditioned souls don't want to hear is not proper, but out of their compassion, the great devotees do so for the sake of putting the conditioned souls on the right track. So Gopal Krishna Maharaj has been working hard for many years and inspiring so many people in devotional service. Like several of our God brothers, he's always being told by disciples and others, Maharaj, please slow down. Don't work so hard. Look after your health. But he won't. Actually, when I saw him last, he was at last, after so many years, acceding to the requests of some of his disciples and going for some health treatment. But that's, you know, that's after so many years of constant touring, constant preaching, always enthusiastic, so many having to face so many difficulties, but always remains optimistic. Of course, the great achievement associated with him is the temple in Delhi, ISKCON's temple in New Delhi. It's gone a long way since that rented house in Lajpat Nagar. So apart from, you know that he's preaching widely in India and parts of the CIS, he also is tending to the ISKCON movement in East Africa, parts of USA, Canada, parts of USA and much of Canada. He's a very dedicated servant of Prabhupada's ISKCON movement and works hard to uphold the dignity of Prabhupada's movement. So I'm just repeating some of the things which no doubt have already been said today, speaking for my own purification. Pandera charana shivi bhakti shani bhas chaname janame hoy e obilash. This Narottam Das Thakur says, serving the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and remaining in the association of devotees, this is our only desire, birth after birth. So let us pray for the benediction to remain in the association of devotees under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and those who are close to Prabhupada, life after life, if necessary. The acharyas come to point us back to Golok Vrindavan, but they also teach us that if necessary, if Krishna so wants, we should be prepared to take birth after birth to serve his mission. Hare Krishna. Actually, there's one thing you can also ask Maharaj if you see him. If enough people ask him, he might do it. Several times I asked him that he could, because he had a lot of us, if he could write down or at least dictate systematically his memories of his association with Srila Prabhupada. Because he had a lot of association with Srila Prabhupada. So up to now, he hasn't done that. He's always busy serving Prabhupada, but this is another important service we'd like to encourage him to do. Maybe you could ask him to tell, gradually try and get some different pastimes told by him, and then it could be all be compiled and made into a book. You like to do that? Is that a good idea? Okay, so now I gave you all one service to do. I'm always trying to encourage my god brothers and god sisters to, those who haven't done so yet, to record their memories of Srila Prabhupada. Because it's all nectar, all very valuable for us. So now, your disciples of Gopal Krishna Maharaj, you please, of course you can't demand anything from your guru, but you can beg from him so that we can all be benefited. I mean, I didn't have very much direct association with Prabhupada, but I wrote a small book about that. One of the main purposes in doing so was to try to encourage those who did have association more to share all those pastimes with us. Hare Krishna. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dudavrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Yeah, I'll get the translation again. It's good to hear it again and again. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yadav, he wants to know about my association with Srila Prabhupada. Well, many people ask me about that. So I wrote a book about it. The book is available here in English and Russian, whichever language you prefer. Yeah, I brought in English. We brought that bag, right? Should be in there.
Yeah.
In English. Have a look in the bag. You brought that big green bag. It should be there. If not, we'll bring it tomorrow because Balaram has some stock. Right? You have some copies. It was in the list you gave me. Then tomorrow, if the English edition isn't here today, then we'll bring it tomorrow. But I think it should. If you look in that bag, I think. Any other question? Is it normal? Yes, it's normal, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the supernormal standard. It's normal for a liberated soul, but beyond liberation, it's normal for a conditioned soul to want to enjoy the material world, birth after birth. And for an intelligent person to get free from the cycle of birth and death. And for a fully surrendered soul to accept whatever Krishna desires for him. So you're doing pretty good. You're doing better than me. I still didn't get free from the desire for enjoying the material world. If you have ochin desire to get out of this material world, then that's pretty good. But before you leave, try and distribute lots of Prabhupada's books. Yeah, another question. Well, do you think I should? One thing is... I went on Harinam in Helsinki on Janmashtami. I was just there, but I didn't sing because I completely lost my voice. So that's also a consideration. I'm just recovering my voice. I've been traveling around a lot, and the voice tends to get weaker from strain. You go on Harinam on Sundays also? 7 days a week, is it? No, but there's not so many people in the city, is it? No, on Sundays, the cities are empty, isn't it? There's always people. I can go, but I can't sing. That's all. You can see me. Or I can sing very quietly. Okay, so maybe tomorrow evening? Like that. We'll see afterwards. I won't be available at 3. I won't be available. We can speak with him afterwards. I won't be available at 3. We'll speak afterwards. In one letter, Prabhupada said that all services performed by my disciples are personal service. If it's not personal, then it's what? Impersonal? Some years ago, I was speaking with one of Prabhupada's disciples who had a lot of personal association with Prabhupada in the early days of the movement. Some years ago, I was speaking with one of my godbrothers, who had had a lot of association with Prabhupada in the early days of the movement, but who nowadays he's not practicing as strictly as he used to. So I said to him that you are very fortunate to have had so much personal association with Prabhupada. And he said to me that the real thing is to follow the instructions. Even when Prabhupada was traveling around the world, some devotees wanted to travel with him just to be with him, and Prabhupada discouraged that. He said, better you stay and do positive service in one place than just following me around. So doing what the guru wants us to do, that is the most important function of the disciple. That way you will please him. In the name of getting personal association, if we don't do any proper steady service and we just hang around, then what's the value? Spiritual relationships are not based on mundane sentiment, but on submission, inquiry, and in service. I had very little personal association, what you might call personal association problem. But I take that as that's how Krishna arranged it for me. That's Krishna's desire. I have as much opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada and his mission as all other of his disciples.
Yeah.
It's not that those who Those who are not talking to him, they have less opportunity to serve. When Prabhupada was present, he would arrive at different airports in America and devotees would be there to greet him. And sannyasis and GBCs would be there to be personally around him, next to him. But often some of his disciples would be present in the airport, but they didn't join the kirtan party to greet Prabhupada because they were busy distributing his books and they thought this would be more pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Some devotees are there to greet him. Only a certain number of devotees can personally interact in that way. But everyone can engage in the mission. Guru doesn't want a band of sycophants.
Sycophant, you know the word? Flatterer.
So the personal relationship, certainly we have to have a personal relationship. It's not, as I say, it's not impersonal. We should know on what principles these personal relationships are established in spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.